Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Over 180 Irish troops from the 120th Infantry Battalion serving in Lebanon returned home from a six-month tour of duty today. For the first time since the pandemic, families were able to greet their loved ones at Dublin Airport on their return, and Fergal Keane was there at the airport. He joins us now. I'm sure it was very emotional there today, Fergal.
Very, very emotional, Sarah. We had about 1,000 people here in this afternoon when the flight arrived from Beirut. So babies, children dressed in Irish Army uniforms, wives, partners, husbands, parents, all waving UN and Irish flags. And many of the children were really young. And for some, I have to say, the occasion became too much of the excitement of seeing their father and mother for the first time in 6 months, or quite a few tears. I did speak to the officer commanding the battalion, Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Hanley. He said that while things were tense and busy in the area, that part of Lebanon, for the last 6 months, there were no major incidents. So I then went around. At first, before the troops came through arrivals, I spoke to some of the families, and we can listen to them now.
My husband, Stephen.
How long has he been gone?
7 months.
You've both your children here dressed in army uniforms.
Yeah, I do. I have Killian, who's 6, and Grace, who's 2.
They must be really excited to see their dad.
They're really, really looking forward to them.
Has he been gone before?
He has, yeah. He went 6 years ago to Syria.
It must be, like, for kids this size, it must be really hard.
Absolutely. When he went last time, Killian was only a couple of months old, so this is a huge difference. Yeah. This time around, Killian really understands that he's gone, so thank God for WhatsApp and video calls that we've been able to keep contact, though.
You're going to keep him at home for a while?
Absolutely.
Can I ask your name?
My name's Rebecca.
Who are you waiting for?
My partner. These are my two, yeah. Yeah, I have Abigail and Eve.
Really very young.
Yeah, we have a year-old and a six-year-old.
How have they coped with him being away for so long?
They've both missed him, but like they've been very good. They've been great kids. So look, he'll be here now and he'll have a bit of relief. they can happily annoy him then for a while. I'll get a break.
Abigail, what are you going to say to your dad?
I miss him. I love you.
Could I ask your name?
Joan Wikes.
Who are you waiting for, Joan?
My daughter, Jackie Kelly. She's done a family-friendly trip, 3 months.
Okay.
Because the husband is here and he's in the army as well, so family.
You're waiting for your mum. What are you going to say to her?
I don't know. I'm just going to give her a big hug when I run up to her.
To give her a big hug.
Have you missed her?
Yeah, a lot.
Have you been able to talk to her at all?
Yeah, I was talking to her on my daddy's phone on FaceTime.
Thank you very much.
Is it harder for a woman to be gone than a man, do you know?
I think so.
Definitely, I think it is, yeah. Whatever about, you know, the daddies do a great job and all that, but still at the end of the day, especially for a little girl, mammy has to be here, so yeah. It was hard, but look, she got there.
What's your name? Who are you waiting for?
Louise O'Connor. I'm waiting for my husband, Christopher O'Connor.
Yeah, you've got signs here for everybody.
We've got lots of banners, and Chris's cousin, Fenton, as well. He's Gian. He's Gio. Mrs. Chris's last year. He retires next December.
So your two daughters are here. How are
two
they?
Daughters,
and your boy dressed up in
big
Irish
boy,
Army uniform.
The big son, he's at home. He couldn't make it down. He's to work. So both of them's in their uniforms. So very excited. It's been a long 6 months.
Yeah, have they missed their dad?
They have. Olivia, you miss daddy?
Olivia, what does your sign say?
Welcome home, daddy. We miss you so much.
What are you going to say to him when he comes?
I missed you. We have to help people over in another country, so.
Yeah, what's he doing?
Helping poor people that need very much help.
Could I ask your name and who you're waiting for?
Orla O'Connor, and I'm waiting for Jonathan Murphy.
So he you've seen him in the last 6 months?
Yes, so he came home for 2 weeks, decided to propose to me and fly back to Lebanon again.
So, it seems that you're here. You obviously said yes.
Yes, I did, of course.
What are your plans now?
To get over Christmas anyway and then start the wedding planning and go from there anyway.
Pretty hard to have him gone for that length of time.
It definitely is. He won't be allowed to go anywhere for a while, but yeah.
Okay, when's the wedding?
Oh God, I haven't even got to that stage yet. I'll welcome him home first and then we'll get on with the wedding planning.
Let me see the ring.
He has the ring. He has the ring. It had to go back over. it didn't fit, so he had to, I had to give it to someone else who was going on another trip to go back over and get resized. So he's coming back with the ring as well.
We'll have a look at it in a few minutes.
We will.
Oh, amazing. It was time then for some reunions.
It was, yeah, really emotional as well for those troops returning, because 6 months is an awful long time in a very small child's life. But I then spoke to some of the partners of those people I met earlier, but the woman with the engagement ring, I'm afraid she gave me the slip. Could I ask your name?
Christopher O'Connor.
Christopher, huge welcome. We were speaking to them beforehand. Yeah. You must have missed them.
Oh, fiercely. It's my second trip overseas by being a father, and I can't see me doing another one anytime soon. It broke my heart being away from them. It's much easier being a young man, but being a father and you're watching your kids over Skype or over FaceTime, you know, you're missing moments, missing birthdays. So I'm just glad to get back, and I've got a month off. I'm going to try and make up for lost time. And
very emotional reaction for them.
That's my beautiful daughter Emily. She's turning 6 in the 8th, so I'm going to be able to spoil her. I'm going to be home for it. So if you excuse me.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What's your name?
Stephen Burke.
Very huge reaction for your wife and 2 children.
Yeah, wife and 2 children, yeah.
How does it feel to be home?
Brilliant. It's been amazing. Yeah, it's a long 6 months now, so it's great to be home to 2 of them. She's out working hard for the last 6 months now.
Yeah, she has, yeah. Are you two dressed up in ministry uniforms?
That's right.
With their medals and everything.
Yeah, see them.
Welcome.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Jackie Wykes.
Your daughter was really looking forward to seeing you.
Oh yeah, she's the only little girl, so excited. And my 2 boys there as well. My little niece and my husband.
Really hard to be away for so long.
It is, yeah, but it's great to be home for Christmas.
What do you miss most about them being here? What's the hardest bit?
Having them around and seeing their happy little faces every morning.
Look, welcome home. Have
Thank
a great Christmas.
Much. Thank you.
Can I ask your name?
Dermot McGrath.
What a reception committee you've got here.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, great to see them. 6 months, a long time, but delighted to see them. Good atmosphere all around in there with the bagpipes and all that.
What's the hardest bit being away?
Obviously the kids, yeah. Missing the kids, like, missing especially during summer. Them doing everything over the summer holidays, like.
And you're here with your daughter, Lauren McHale. Good to see her.
Yeah, over the moon. Over the moon. I can't believe she's back here. Sorry.
Were you worried at all when she was gone?
Of course I was worried. I was listening to the news all the time. Everything that happened, I'd say, is she near there? Where is she? Is she too far from there? And then I'd try ringing her, and maybe I mightn't get her, and total panic. But we made it in the end, didn't we, La?
Lauren, some reception committee here today.
Yeah, no, it's so nicely received, because you do forget, like, when you're over there, the normal life back home, you know? So especially even coming home and seeing Christmas decorations up, and, like, you're just very much in a work mentality over there. So coming back to normality, as we call it, like, is really, really nice, like.
Family is the thing you've missed most.
Massively. You actually forget such a support system that they are when you are over there, because as troops over in the Lebanon and the other missions, we were kind of supporting each other. So you come back and remember kind of where it all started with the family. So it's great.
Your third time abroad?
Yeah, third time abroad. And I did a year. So I did the full year inconsistent. Like, so I won't do that again. I think I'll give myself a bit of a chance to come home again and go out. So it's nice. I'm just so happy to be home.
What's the plan for the next few weeks?
I have my brother's wedding next week, and meet my nephew that I've never met, and just bond again then with my niece. So,
welcome home.
Thanks.
Happy
so
Christmas.
It's a very special time for all of those returning home and all of those greeting them home as well. Fergal Keane from Dublin Airport, thank you very much.